Lord, we ask you to be with us today as we conduct the business of the county, and we're just grateful. Grateful to be able to live in a county that is thriving and growing and just the heart of America. We're just so honored and so blessed. We pray for law enforcement and first responders, the road crew that's out, just to keep them safe. Again, we're blessed to be able to have such talent and commitment to those jobs and just keep them safe, Father. And we ask that you just be with our national leaders with what's transpired over the last few days. A lot of emotion one way or the other, Lord, and just give us peace and comfort. And we know that the president has surrounded himself with talent, and we just are going to be able to move to a direction of just further relations and peace with other countries, Father. And we just ask you to put somebody in our path that we can bless in some way today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
First order business discussion, possible action regarding appointment of chairman and vice chairman for 2026. Dan, did you put this on?
I didn't put it on.
I didn't put it on here either. I might want to table this for a week. Matthew, can you get us a spreadsheet on this so we can take a look at our options?
Three or one more?
Yeah. Okay. Can you set up a primary and secondary thing?
One
week? Yeah. Now, I see no reason to break from tradition. I'm going to make a motion that we appoint Commissioner Burr chairman and Commissioner DeLosier vice chairman for the year 2022.
I'll second.
DeLosier?
Aye.
Hunter?
Aye.
Burr?
Aye.
Motion
to
appoint chairman Burr and vice
chairman
DeLosier. Did you say aye? I was just
checking. Just want to take a minute to thank all the department heads, all the elected officials for working with us this year. All the pleasure. We got a lot done. And I appreciate all you guys' help and hard work. And with that being said,
I'd like to say something. I just want to tell you that being the chairman is not an easy job. Everybody's on you all the time. They want more money. They want something. Everybody does. Commissioner Hendricks has done a great job this year. He's here all the time. He does. He's very diligent at what he does. And I'm sure he's going to be here again. As the chairman, but good job, Steve.
Thank you very much. And with that being said, Mr. Burrow, this meeting is yours. Humble
apologies for jumping the gun there, Commissioner DeLosier.
Commissioner Hendricks.
Just excited to kind of start the new year. I think 2026 has a lot of positive things in store for us that we're diligent and. But I too want to thank you for what you did for in that position for 2025. It is very challenging. A lot of extra responsibilities go along with that. So thank you, Commissioner Hendricks. Appreciate that. I would like to, okay, so we'll just jump in. And next on the agenda is approve, disapprove minutes for the December 22nd, 2025 regular meeting.
Motion to
approve. I will
second. DeLosier?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye.
Motion carries to December 22nd regular meeting.
Announcements?
We'll
hold it. Okay, we will see none. Unfinished business. Unfinished business. Number one, bid open award 2026-29 new ball for firearm range sheriff's office. Note this item was tabled at the December 22nd, 2025 regular meeting for further review.
Good morning.
Treasurer received two bids, and upon reviewing those bids, both of them met all the qualifications, and so the sheriff's office would like to go with lowest bid, which is Mike Gibson Manufacturing Incorporated.
What was that total on that?
That total is $18,186.25.
One more time, $18,000.
$18,186.25.
I'll make a motion to approve the low bid.
I will second.
The motion?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye.
Turner?
Aye.
Motion carries to award to Mike Gibson in the amount of $18,186.25.
Very good.
And then, Commissioners, as far as funding for that, we have previously discussed with the board about the DOTC funding that as a continuation of the range project from the turning target system. We had just had to separate the two bids to keep it funded.
Okay. I concur that was our discussion.
Very good. All right.
So will he find it out of use tax?
Use tax.
Is that okay?
Yep, use tax.
Thank you.
Don't go very far. Bob Bronson here, we're going to assist you new business, very new business. Doing none. Let's jump down to grants. Number one, discussion possible action regarding approval of a grant agreement between Rogers County and the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Highway Administration for participation in the FY23 Safer Streets and Roads for All program, including authorization to administer a grant and sign all future related documents. So, Austin, what did you give us while we're still looking at the 2023? Grant.
Yes, Commissioner. So the Sheriff's Office applied for this grant in fiscal year 23. We were awarded the grant tentatively. The grant still required a grant contract execution. From the time that we were awarded the grant and we worked on the grant or the contract and submitted the contract, President Trump came in and changed the entire format of the contract, and they put a hold on the entire process for quite some time. We got the grant contract submitted to the Oklahoma Department of Transportation, I believe it was January of this year, and they reviewed the grant. It went to the U.S. Department of Transportation, and it's been in Washington for the past 8 to 10 months on review, and it just got approved and sent for your consideration and signature. And so,
what can you spend that money on?
So, this is a, there's two different types of grants. There's a demonstration grant and there's an implementation grant. This is a demonstration grant. So, what we're doing here is we are taking approximately $250,000 and we are demonstrating that a concept or an idea can make rural county roads safer. We're going to do this by part of the funds. Here, approximately $90,000 of these funds is allocated to bring in a third party, and we will hold town hall meetings across Rogers County. We'll discuss with the public what they feel like are issues or safety issues with rural county roads here in Rogers County, and then we will come up with a strategic plan to implement those demonstration pieces to demonstrate to the grant that our solutions to these problems can work and can help make roads safer. The grant ends in 2020, I believe it's January 1st of 2027, but I would have to look to make sure, but I know it ends in 2027.
I can tell you what 90% of them are going to tell you. They need to slow people down.
Yes.
That's our worst part. We're building roads that are speeding people up, and they need help slowing them down. I get the call at least 2-3 times a week wanting somebody out there to slow these people down.
Yes, sir. Speed is a good issue. So the demonstration grant is about $260,000. If we were to be successful in our demonstration to the U.S. Department of Transportation, then this would open up the door for grant funding in the excess of $16 to $20 million coming into Rogers County to make a countywide implementation, again, an implementation grant for these different types of ways to curb the injuries and accidents that have occurred with motor vehicles in Washington. So, this grant is to demonstrate those things, and we're going to be talking with the public before we settle in on a specific piece. We have some ideas and some presentations that we've put into our grant. Some of those address long-way drivers. Some of those address animals crossing the road. We hit the sheriff's office, hit deer.
So does everybody else.
Yes. As well as we've discussed with some of the public about train crossings being an issue or having some safety issues. And so, again, we can't come up with the entire picture until we talk to the public. And I'll be happy to come back before the board and present those findings to the board before we move forward.
Very good. Any other questions? Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Number two in grant, discussion possible action regarding the resolution 2026-121 accepting 2025 sheriff's office funding grant in the amount of $300,000 from the Oklahoma Office of Attorney General for the purchase of new patrol vehicles and construction of the firearms range tower.
Commissioners, it's there in the description, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have about the range of the tower.
This is second year for this grant coming out of the AG's office?
Yes, sir.
Do you have an estimate of what that tower is going to cost? Is that $300,000?
I had an estimate from Green Construction about 2 years ago at about $98,000.
Mm-hmm.
That was with having to pour concrete in the foundation and setting up the electrical and the plumbing. That's already been done when we poured the initial concrete for the tower. Mm-hmm. So I believe that some of the increase in construction costs should be offset by the fact that we already have the foundation poured, sidewalks poured, electrical and the plumbing have already been stepped up. And so now we just need to build a physical tower and then have water run and sewage.
So the remaining funds could conceivably purchase you 4 or 5 new vehicles?
Possibly. Yes, we've already purchased 3 vehicles in anticipation of that.
Okay. Good. Very good.
Motion to approve.
Second.
The motion?
Aye.
Hendrick?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So Bronson has got a training that he's got scheduled at 9. Why don't you briefly talk about where?
I really appreciate the board moving my agenda items up. I'm teaching providing an active shooter class to 4 public school teachers and administration. It was scheduled for 9 a.m. They very graciously let me move it to 9:30 so I could be here to talk about these. And so,
you better get out of here. You got 19 minutes.
I get there.
Yeah.
Thank you, folks. I appreciate it.
All right. Utility. Okay. Let's go back up the agenda to utility permits. Number one, district one. Fox Communication to parallel county highway or local road, South 4180 Road, approximately 0.16 miles north of East 450 Road, and further described as 846.1 feet north of the southeast corner of Section 23, Township 22 North, Range 16 East, Rogers County, U25-212.
Yes, Mr. Martin.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Closer.
Aye.
Hendrick.
Aye.
Murray.
Aye.
Motion carries
to approve
the permit
item
number one.
Number two is in District 2, Cox Communication to Cross County Highway or Local Road, North 154th East Ave, approximately 0.37 miles south of East 146th Street North, and further described as 3,013.6 feet southwest of the northeast corner of Section 27, Township 22 North, Range 14 East, Rogers County, U25-213.
This is also
an order. Motion to approve. Second.
Delosier.
Aye.
Hendrick.
Aye.
Burroughs.
Aye.
Motion to approve item number two.
Number three is in District 1, Rural Water District number 3, Rogers County, to Cross County Highway or Local Road, E410 Road, approximately 0.07 miles west of E410 Road and South 4160 Road Junction, and further described as 360 feet west of the southeast corner of Section 33, Township 23 North, Range 16 East, Rogers County, U25-214.
This is also
mine. Motion to approve.
Second.
Delosier.
Aye.
Hendrick.
Aye.
Burroughs.
Aye.
Motion carries to approve item number three.
Thank you, Brittany. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bids. Next on the agenda, open an award. Number one is 2025
26-24A, rebid road salt from 01 for the duration of 010126 and 06-30-26.
Good morning, Princess. For the future, I'll be handing the decision today. We received that form.
Wow. Usually don't get that many days.
That's her fault.
Well, I did reach out to the vendors when we did receive this to begin with, and it was honestly a lot of vendors just with the holidays of having they completely forgot. So several were very grateful for the opportunity to have a second chance to visit this. First bid is Oakley Fertilizer.
Oakley Fertilizer. They've only bid, this is cost per ton delivered to all three districts, the medium, $110 per ton. Minimum one truckload, and then cost per ton FOB, $85 a ton for medium. That's a 433 location.
Hutchinson Salt.
Hutchinson Salt and delivered to all three districts. The fine is $78.30 a ton, median to $81.30 5 to 10 days business days in advance, minimum order 25 tons, and FOB is $30 a ton for the fine and $41 for the medium.
I can't go after it for that.
I don't think we've seen salt that affordable since we started.
Williams Diversified.
Williams Diversified began cost for all three districts. For the fine, $81.20 a ton, for the medium, $82.20 a ton. 5 business days in advance, minimum order 23 tons, and then for FOB, there's no bid on either fine or medium.
Last bid is Central Salt.
This is a new one.
Central Salt. Where are they? Lyons, Kansas. So, delivery to all three districts. No bid on fine. Medium is $85.76 a ton, 3 to 5 days in advance, minimum order 25 tons. And then FOB, no bid on fine, and $50 a ton for medium.
I just noticed something on here. My address for my warehouse is wrong on this. Mm-hmm. It says 6005 South Highway 28.
What's the
address? 6105 South Industrial Drive in Chelsea.
I wish that
address. Okay. But I mean, it's not going to be that much difference. Yeah, I mean, probably half a mile difference on that. Wouldn't matter anyway.
Well, look at the spreadsheet. Are we ready?
We need to get this done.
Okay. Low bid.
The low bid, which would be, that'd be this one right here, 8120. And they didn't do an FOB bid. This one did.
Yeah, there's your FOB.
This low bid right here. That's just some salt. I'm going to make a motion to approve Hutchinson Salt. Which is the low bid?
I'll second.
Delozer?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye.
Murray?
Aye.
Motion carries to award the Hutchinson Salt low bid.
Next on the agenda, number 2, 2026-31, commissary items, Rogers County Detention Facility.
Next, I just want to move on 14 invitations today. We received 3 data.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
this
one is Prodigy
Solutions. This is going to be a pretty
Samantha, what, and Todd, what's their pages of prices on this? And just accept it. Accept it as a qualified bid. So from Prodigy Solutions, we'll accept them as a qualified bid, and if anybody here wants to look through these, they will be available for review in the county clerk's office.
ICS Gel Supply.
ICS Gel Supply also is qualified bid, available for review in the clerk's office. TC Group LLC also a qualified bid, available in the clerk's office for review.
If I remember correctly, the last bid cycle probably was a low bid.
TV
was
for most of it, and then also Bob Barker.
Okay, Bob Barker. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to table this for a week. Okay. I'm going to make a motion to table this for a week and give us a spreadsheet on it.
I'll second.
Commissioner?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye.
Motion carries 10-4-1. All right,
thank you.
Number three, I'm open award. 2026-24 road and bridge material 6 months from 01-01-2026 to 06-03-2026 clarification award on District 3. There was one item that I did not have information on, and that is for the graded riprap for price per ton graded riprap, and that will go to the primary, will go to Anchor Stone due to quality and location, and the secondary will go to Greenville for quality and location. Matthew, did you need anything else?
No.
On that? Okay.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Second.
Okay, we've already covered grants. Let's go down to blanket purchase orders. Number one, material supply for grocery and prescription.
Nine blanket purchase orders were submitted for a total of $21,500.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Delozer.
Aye.
Hendricks.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Motion carries 6-0.
Number two, orders exceeding CO 26-03738, encumbered on 12-1-2025 in the amount of $250 to Image First and Image First of Gallup LLC, amount exceeded by $19.02 from the Health Department. Their explanation from the Health Department, because they came twice, because the holiday week, and delivered extra. So,
motion to approve.
I'll second.
Hendricks.
All right, move to agenda items.
Number one, discussion possible action regarding settlement agreement between Rogers County and property owner and property owners for acquisition of 2.87 acres of permanent right-of-way and 0.07 acres of temporary right-of-way as related to South Haven Phase 2 Improvement Project number 22498 of parcel number 18A and 18B located at 9755 East 510 Road, Claremont, Oklahoma 74019. This property acquisition has to do with that Phase 2 of South Haven. So, you know, as far as the road widening or improvement goes, acquisition of property first, utility relocation next, and then construction will start after that. So, South Haven is the dividing line between the city of Claremont and Rogers County on the west side of Claremont. So, this property is on the west side, and the agreement with the city of Claremont that I would handle the right of way acquisition on the west side, which is county county properties. And so, this is a settlement on one of those properties. Motion to approve.
Second.
Aye. Aye. Number two, discussion possible action regarding resolution 2026-117, authorizing Rogers County Board of County Commissioners to submit an application to the Oklahoma Department of Transportation for the use of a transportation alternative program fund set forth by Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act for the Justice Title School District Sidewalk Project. This is going out for a grant for the Transportation Alternative Program, the TAP, the acronym is TAP, TAP grant, for a sidewalk at the South Campus, where right now those kids, when they do their exercise and walking, they are being boxed to a cul-de-sac, and then they do their walk through the cul-de-sac and then are brought back to school. So this is to hopefully get a sidewalk that then connects from school to that cul-de-sac and they're not having to bus those kids. That'll just be part of the exercise. We've applied for this before, so this is was unsuccessful. We're just trying again. Motion to approve.
Second.
Delighted.
Aye. Number three, discussion possible action regarding resolution 2026-119, authorizing Rogers County Board of County Commissioners to submit an application to the Oklahoma Department of Transportation for use of the Transportation Alternative Program, TAP, funds set forth by Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act for the Verdigris Riverside Park Walking Trail Project. There's another project in Verdigris where they're wanting to build a complex, sports complex, and softball fields, and et cetera, but a walking trail around that. Again, we've applied for this a couple of times. Got good feedback from the application from ODOT, who administers this grant, but have been unsuccessful. We're just going to try again. Motion to approve.
Second.
Delosia.
Aye.
Aye.
Number four is discussion possible action regarding resolution 2026-118 to reimburse the general fund the court clerk salaries account in the amount of $329.62 for September 2025 insurance premium refund. Can you hear that?
Okay, well, I need to check because I think this should probably go into the insurance account rather than the salaries account.
I would think so.
Yeah. So we need to verify. So we go to salary.
Okay. Okay. If it doesn't make too tight, then it would be salary.
Okay. All right. So that is would be the correct count.
Okay. Motion to approve.
I'll say it.
Delosier.
Aye.
Hendricks.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries approved.
Number five, discussion possible action regarding resolution 2026-120, setting filing and election dates and polling locations for the 2026 Rogers County Fair Board. Okay, so here's a list. Listed below are the Fair Board members up for election for the 2026 cycle. In District 1 is Tony Collison, District 2 is Wild Blakely,
and District 3 is Clark Stout.
So is that the date listed here, January 21st? Through the filing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so filing period for such election shall consist of 5 consecutive business days and shall commence on Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 at 8 a.m. and end at the close of business day, Friday, January 30th, 2026 at 5 p.m. And then the election, if there is to be an election, not uncommon for fair board elections that there is no opponent to these three that I've mentioned. So if there is and it would require an election, the election shall be held on Saturday, February 21st, 2026. Voting shall commence at 10 a.m. and terminate at 10:30. As follows, in District 1, County Warehouse, 6105 Industrial Drive in Chelsea, Oklahoma. District 2 is the County Warehouse in Ulaga, 1 mile west of intersection of Highway 88, Highway 1629, and District 3 is the County Warehouse, 2425 South Warehouse Road in Claremore. So only registered voters of Rogers County shall be eligible to file as a candidate. Any person so filing must reside in the commissioner's district or city they seek to represent. Number 5 is prospective candidates must file with the county clerk on the form prescribed by the Board of County Commissioners of Rogers County. Any questions?
One issue that I've had 19, well, this will be my 19th time for an election, but I've only had 2 elections during that. But the last time we had one, we had people show up that really didn't live in the county, but the kids go to school up there, so they wanted to be able to be on, to vote for the affair board. It also has to be a Rogers County elected, a voter. A registered voter from Rogers County has to be there to, they're the only ones that can vote on it.
Each district prints their own ballots, if I remember.
So we have standardized that idea.
Yeah.
So everybody's looking at the all three districts have the same, but you're right, as far as printing them, could be as many as 20 people show up to vote. I served on the fair board for 12 years. It is a very satisfying role to play in the county, primarily putting on 2 fairs, and the fall fair being the largest of the 2. And Rogers County Fair has grown to be one of the largest county fairs in the state, excluding Oklahoma County and Tulsa. But comparing across the rest of the state, Rogers County Fair has grown to be quite an event. So, but the fair board is responsible for putting that on. A lot of work goes in for that. So, have a motion?
Did we make a motion?
Thank
All right, very good. Next, we have payment of purchase orders for all departments, Resolution 2026-116 and Resolution 2026-122.
This is Resolution 2026-116 is an acknowledgement just that we approve those to pay on the 22nd.
Motion to approve.
You have a second?
Hello, sir.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries to approve payment of purchase orders as presented.
Anything else?
Make a motion to adjourn.
And I will second.
Hello, sir.
Aye.
Hello.
Aye.
Motion carries to adjourn at 9:34 a.m.